In 2018, mukbang videos were big business on YouTube. Mukbang, a Korean word meaning eating broadcast, were a series of videos on YouTube in which people ate large, absurdly large amounts of food, normally with their mouths very close to a microphone. One of the more popular YouTube mukbang vloggers was a girl named Kate Yup. Currently, she has about 800,000 subscribers on YouTube, and she began using the service in March in 2018, her videos becoming an immediate hit, totaling millions and millions of viewers per video. However, eagle-eyed viewers noticed a few things wrong with some of her videos. For instance, people noticed bruising on her arms and on her lips. She was always blindfolded, or you couldn't see above her mouth in the videos. A person of extremely small stature, she would devour what seemed to be pounds and pounds of seafood every video. Octopus tentacles, lobster, whole fish, shrimps, crab legs, including her favorite dish, raw salmon. Someone one day noticed that Kate began tapping on the side of a bowl that she was eating from. Now, denizens of the internet immediately identified the tapping as Morse code and deciphered it to be an SOS message. After which, Kate herself made a comment on the video that it was not Morse code, that she was simply tapping on the side of the bowl while she ate. However, the very next video, people then noticed secret messages in the highlighted letters on the subtitles of her videos. They seemed to form the words SOS and help. And then she disappeared from the service for a short amount of time. She then uploaded a video 3 months later titled I Am Alive, in which people noticed fresh bruising and other encoded messages in the video. She then made 3 more videos after that, the last one called I Lose My Tooth During This Meal, which was uploaded 8 months ago and currently has 8.5 million views. That was the last time anyone ever saw a video from Kate Yup. And that is what we're going to discuss here on Disquietude, because people believe that, they believe a lot of things about this, that she was possibly abducted and being forced to make these videos, and possibly that she is, her identity is tied to that of a young girl that disappeared back in 2018. So that's what we're going to talk about in Disquietude tonight. This is a topic that was actually brought to us by my sister, not Tiffany, my other sister, who was like, hey, y'all ever heard Kate Yup? And we're like, no. She was like, what? And then we started doing some digging, and this is a crazy thing, and this is one of the reasons why we want to start this Disquietude, to talk about these weird things on in internet land, and this is one of the more weird ones. So before we get started, thanks to everyone for sticking with us. We had to take another short break. Daddy Rona and the global pandemic is just making things very tough on everyone, but we are slowly embracing the new normal. I think everyone is. So thanks for all of the listens that we continue to get when we take a short break like we did for the last 2 weeks. But we've got this episode, and we'll be back on our weekly schedule starting with this episode, actually. So, ladies, you know what, Tiff, you go sure. First, because you were the one who brought this to my attention.
So let me just say that when our sister first told us about this, I stayed up for hours. I have watched every single one of her videos.
Every 20-minute video?
Absolutely.
Wow.
To the point where, and I did this at night before I went to bed, and I just became obsessed with the videos to the point where I was having nightmares about this girl eating.
You know, the videos, real quick, the videos themselves are kind of disturbing.
Yes.
I feel like mukbang videos themselves are already a little unsettling.
I don't think they're that bad. I can watch mukbangs. Well, I don't ASMR. It doesn't, because hers are more of an ASMR than mukbangs.
Yeah.
People are
I think the context of them is unsettling, and I'll tell you why. Essentially, it's just gluttony.
Is that what bothers you?
Well, it's just like, for instance, they just had the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's gross.
Which I abhor.
Yeah, I've watched it.
It's really cool that those people who, the two people that won are the men in the women division are like, they're tiny. Mm-hmm. And the fact that someone can scarf down 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes, a world record,
crazy.
Is absolutely
yeah.
absurd. And then we celebrate it. It's just like, absolutely
on paper,
absurd.
It seems fine, right? But then you're watching them like dunk the bread and water and shit and like choke it down. It's like, ugh. Like, why?
Yeah. So mukbang videos are essentially in the same vein. I know it's a little different. Mukbang videos aren't a competition.
Mukbangs and ASMRs, most of the ones I've watched, they don't always finish all of the food. There's a few that I watched where they they have a whole pound of whatever food in front of them, and they may not finish anything. That was the interesting thing about Kate Yup, that from what you could see, she was so frail and tiny, but she would have like I think one of her videos says she ate 11 pounds.
Did you ever get mad at how much seafood she had? Because I did.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. I'd be like,
damn, she had lobsters and raw salmon and like oysters and shit. I'm like, this bitch right here.
Yes. I'm like, I like seafood, but.
Well, yeah, but like you get what I'm saying, though. It's like seeing that many pounds of seafood as a poor millennial. I'm like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll talk about this more, but I think what she was eating and the fact that she was super, super tiny has a lot to do with the popularity
of
her
later,
video and some of the theories behind.
I think it leads to my theory, which we'll get to. But you continue, Tiffany.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Tiff had nightmares. Right
I had nightmares about food. Actually, it's
octopi. She ate octopi.
Oh my God. Yes, I watched I've watched every single one of these videos multiple times.
Here's a thing. She only has
is it only 12?
12 videos.
It went back 2 years. Mm-hmm.
On the channel.
Not a lot.
Over a year.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back a little more than a year. So, roughly a video a month. The videos average anywhere from the 1 million to 8.5 million views. 13 million is the most number of views, where she eats two whole fish, a giant squid, and some lobster. So, yeah, you just said it, Tiff. YouTube revenue isn't what it used to be. However, it's still fairly profitable with that many views. When you start talking about the millions, I remember a YouTuber that I watched said that his videos regularly average about 250K per, and he puts up 3 or 4 videos a week. And he's like, he gets about $2,000 a month for every million views that his videos get.
Damn.
And so
that's not much.
And that's not much, but think about this. He gets 250K a video. He puts out roughly 4 videos a week. That's 2,000, that's a million views.
Yeah.
That's about $2,000 a week that he would make just from making YouTube content. And he's not a super popular YouTuber. We're talking about 250 views per video. Imagine someone who gets 2 million views per video. And that's monthly, that's free money at that point.
Yeah. This specific kind of like YouTube fad is just so strange to me. Like 20 minutes of sitting there eating into a microphone. Because for people that are listening that haven't actually watched any of these videos, there's no sound except for her eating. She doesn't talk. Mm. Everything that's communicated is in text form across like the bottom of the screen. So she'll talk about like, this is my favorite thing, or I have this sauce to dip this into. And it's like all in text. She doesn't actually speak, which is weird. It's just such a...
Which is... I was going to say, I'm sure a lot of people are like this, Allie or Tech, maybe this way. But I hate... And when I say hate, I hate the sound of someone.
I do not enjoy it, no.
Like if someone...
Yes.
But
so,
I can watch these ASMR videos for some reason.
No,
I don't know
yeah,
what it is.
They...
I can watch them and they're somewhat relaxing. They kind of make me hungry sometimes. But if someone's sitting in front of me and I can hear them chewing, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, there's some scientific term for that.
Misophonia.
I don't know what it is, but I definitely have that. And it's hard for me to make it through mukbang videos. By the way, listeners, for those of you who have only been on this disquietude journey for maybe the last few months, if you rewind all the way back to Thanksgiving, we did an episode. you know, I won't describe it. Just go look up the Roanoke Colony episode and see if you can make it all the way through. A friend of mine reached out to me and he said that was his favorite episode, which was shocking.
Yeah, that's our mukbang episode.
That's essentially our mukbang episode. I don't think we'll be doing that again next Thanksgiving this year. But
maybe we'll try a different food.
Yeah. Back to Kate. So let's just jump right into the conspiracy theories. So the main theory is that Kate is being held against her will and forced to eat in order to create these videos. Now, as we've already established, there would be a financial motive for doing so because these videos get a lot of views, thus generate a lot of money. A person like Kate, a female of small stature, would generate more views than like if it was me, like 40-year-old dad bod scarfs down some crab legs. No one's gonna watch that shit.
Dad bod.
No one wants to see my freaking beer belly, you know, eating octopus tentacles. No one wants to see that. But you know, you see a young woman who's very small, because that's what people are gonna say. Wow, look how tiny she is, yeah. And look how much she's eating. That's one of the things that makes people watch the video. So the idea is that somebody said, you know what, I'm going to abduct a young woman and have her do this and make money off of it. That is supported by evidence, as we stated in the intro, of physical abuse, bruises that can be seen on her body. And also the coded messages within the video. And you know what? So here's how I'm going to start the episode, and we'll see if I end it this way. But I believe that. I believe that's exactly what's going on. And I believe that's why you haven't seen a video from her in 8 months, because the gig is up. Whoever was doing this was like, we got found out. Think about it, if you had a YouTube channel where you're getting averaging 3 million views per video, why would you stop? And then, right. I mean, they just suddenly stopped. Like, well, can't do this shit anymore.
The other thing is, she has said in a few of her videos, said she's written in text in a few of her videos, for whatever reason, here by myself when I record. Nobody's here with me, but you clearly hear people move. Yes, there. I want to say there was like one or two videos. I can remember one where she wrote, I'm by myself, record. No one's here with me. But then you hear people walking around the background. You can hear someone sitting. And there's even one video. I don't hear this, but there are a lot of people that says you hear someone say, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Someone say something in the background. And I heard, of course, watched the video where they say you can hear that. I couldn't make out those words, but there are a lot of people saying, they say you hear people saying, you hear someone say, eat faster. You can tell a lot of her videos, she's definitely looking at someone behind the camera, because there are times where she's looking and then she'll stop and then you can tell something's edited out. And then when she comes back, she's eating faster.
There was one where they were saying that there's definitely a man at some point. Like, I hear a man. And then it's the same one where they're saying that he's saying eat faster or just eat or something like that. And she definitely nods to someone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play this video supposedly has the I'll kill you in it. And maybe it's auditory pareidolia, but I heard it.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it real quick. I wasn't expecting to hear it, though. I didn't watch this far into this video. This video is 22 minutes long. And after about 5 minutes of hearing the lip smacking sounds, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. Okay, so it happens at the 12:48 mark of a video, actually for viewers out there, or listeners, I'm sorry. If you want to look at the video, the name of the video is Two Whole Fish, Whole Giant Squid, Lobster, King Crab, Salmon, and Tuna Raw, Octopus, Scallop, Shrimp. That is the name of the video. It has 13 million views on YouTube. And so I started at the 12:43 mark. Here we go. Did you hear it?
No. Play it again. All
right. It sounds like someone's whispering it, actually.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I heard a man.
Yeah. All right. One more time. All right. Did you hear it?
I heard a whisper. I just couldn't make out the words.
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying.
Like I said, it could be auditory pareidolia where, you know, you were expecting to hear someone say that so that you're like, oh my God, I totally heard it. And, you know, it could have. But it's clear in these videos that she's not there by herself.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so on that video, that's also the video where, you know, people said that she was using Morse code, and she actually replied, or at least the account replied,
right,
saying, it's not Morse code. That isn't even how Morse code works. It's just a series of short and long pulses. Actually, hold on a sec. I want to back up a little. Okay, so it's hard to, it's really almost impossible to hear it, but if you're watching the video, you can see her tapping with her fingers. And she replies in the video comments, it's not Morse code. That's not even how Morse code works. Morse code is a series of short and long pulses. Even thinking outside of the box by assuming she's using one finger for long pulses and one finger for short pulses, she taps three fingers on the bowl. It is just random tapping. There's no correlation between her tapping and Morse code. I couldn't identify a single letter. Every other claim aside from the bruises is just silly. Why would a captor let her edit the videos? That doesn't even make sense. And if Joe YouTuber could spot the SOS, so would they. And if she knew enough to use SOS as a call for help, why on earth wouldn't she have tapped that on the bowl? And then in the comments, it has the SOS tap, which is short, 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 long, 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 short, short, short. It's the only Morse code I have memorized. Also, the bowl moves, so what? Because her other hand is resting on it. It moves perfectly with the rest of her body. Finally, her lip does not look busted. It's either a cold sore, which would explain it showing up more than once, or a bad blemish.
Now. Okay.
Go ahead. I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I have a problem with this because I used to work with a girl that would get cold sores all the time. And there were times that I did see screenshots from her videos or in the videos itself where that was a straight up split lip. I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the oddest thing about that. That was supposedly her. Why is she referring to herself in third person in the comments?
Yeah, so I saw somebody say that she actually, that she like cut and paste that from
somebody else.
I don't know if it was a Reddit thread or something where someone responded. Like that was someone else's response.
Oh, someone else's response.
And
okay.
She cut and put it as her response, mm-hmm. which everybody was like, okay, that's weird.
That's well, stupid, that's but. Okay. So I don't think we've touched on this yet, but I think that listeners need to understand English is not her first language.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
So for her to cut and paste somebody's response, and I think it had quotation marks in it too, like, it's very clear in her script, in the videos themselves, and even in like her responses to people, English is not her first language.
Right. And she puts in the description for the video, it just says, I am a girl, I eat fast, and I know the risk, but I have always eat this way. I have any health problem. My metabolic system is adapted. You don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
I love you all. So it like the English is a little broken there. So yes, I could see her.
Which even doing, that response is weird. Well, in itself.
Here's the thing though. Why would, even assuming that this is really her, why would she go onto Reddit and find a subreddit about her situation and then copy and paste a comment from it? That just sounds kind of, I don't know. I'm not buying that's her. Plus the other coded messages in the video are just too blatant to ignore.
Mm-hmm. I also saw, cause not only did I watch all of her videos, I watched a lot of the videos on YouTube talking about her. And I'm telling you guys, I was obsessed.
You're in a hole.
So there was one video, I can't even remember which one it was, but there was somebody that said that they actually found her Facebook page and reached out to her on Facebook, and she actually responded to them.
What?
And claim, like, basically, gosh, I wish I can't remember, but basically she quote unquote said to them, she seemed like she didn't know that people were worried about her. She was like, I don't understand. And so he said that he posted a video about her basically saying how he was worried and all this stuff. So I guess you supposedly went and watched the video, and then she was like, well, I want you to take the video down. Like,
what?
You know, I don't like this attention that I'm getting and whatever, whatever. And she was like, I'm fine. And
that's a lie.
Right.
Why would you say, I don't like the attention I'm getting when you're posting videos that are averaging 5 million viewers?
Now, of course, the verdict is still out whether this person was actually being honest that, you know,
yeah,
for one, he reached out and kicked you up, and he may have, but was it even really her? You know,
he find out her real name? Because I'm pretty sure it's not Yup.
Well, no, it was just Kate Yup on Facebook. So
no
this
way.
Was like, I guess, her fan page. But, you know, people create fan pages and stuff all the time. And if you go to her supposed Facebook page, Kate Yup, the fan page, it's a bunch of pictures of other ASMR YouTubers.
What?
And even if you notice, even on her YouTube, the thumbnail picture she uses is not her.
It's not.
It's just like something else. And so they were even like, you know, this might be someone else. Or something. But it was interesting that as much as people comment on her videos about, you know, we think you're in danger, she seemed clueless as to that people were actually worried about her. And she's like, fine, I need you to remove your video, though. Like, girl, it's like 100 videos and articles out about you.
Yeah, if you were that worried about what you'd be like, I think you would make a more. Now, she did make a statement video saying, I am alive.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't address it in that video.
No,
she's like,
all right,
I'm alive, and here's me eating a bunch
and
of
then,
shit again.
Right.
Have fun.
There was a Redditor that was talking about like numerology and how in the alphabet, like I is number 9 and then A is 1. It's 911, basically. I am alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Oh, and also in that same video is where she spelled out help.
Yes.
Yes.
At the beginning of the video.
Her last video. Okay, so for listeners, her last video, again, we talked about how she has nothing but captions, no speaking. She has capitalized. These are the only letters capitalized in the whole video is H-E-L-P. And it's all, they're all at the beginning of a sentence. It's always, and it's like completely mundane stuff. Like, I really like halibut or something. You know, it's like, so it's like capitalized.
It's like clearly done with like Photoshop default fonts. It's like.
But here's my thing though. Like if I kidnap somebody, why would I let them edit the videos?
So, because, you know, I thought that, and a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
But,
that's a big argument on debunker's side.
But why wouldn't you? Do you really think the person's going to make a video saying,
true,
saying, hey, hey, I'm being kidnapped and forced to eat all this shit? Of course not.
Like, and, eat all this food, and I'm going to make you edit your own videos.
Plus, what if she's not the only one?
That's true.
What if someone's got an enterprise where they've got 5 or 6 of these girls making these videos? They're not going to be able to, you know, do quality assurance on every single
video. It's also assuming that any guy like this has any amount of time to like follow up with these things and you know, it's just, it's assuming that they're like intelligence that comes with anyone that would do this, and it's right. Like they're not always smart. Some of them are dumb as fuck, like
criminals. That's why criminals are criminals. Criminals are dumb. They are stupid. And this is just, especially when it comes to pure financial gain, which is why you would do this. That's the only reason why you would do this. Is, hey, I'm gonna make some of this YouTube money from mukbang videos, but I don't feel like eating 20 pounds of seafood, you know, every night. So,
man, who says that?
Hey, criminals, criminals. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Criminals don't want to.
No,
eat
of course not.
And here's the other thing. You know how like regular, you know, us regular sized people or just a normal person, you eat and then you reach a point where you start getting full, and you can tell when someone's full.
Yeah.
Even when I watch these other mukbang or ASMR videos, you can tell when the person starts getting full. You start eating slower and you start chewing slower. Mm-hmm. She like never slows down, although the faster you eat,
I have a theory,
the more you can eat. You know, they say if you're a fat eater, it takes longer to get your brain. But she's eating pounds of food in like 20 minutes. Like every last,
I mean, it's
drop.
More than 20 minutes because there's obvious cuts, which right. When I was watching it, I was like, this shit took this lady an hour to eat. Like a whole hour she was sitting there eating these 11 pounds of
food.
Hey,
man, this shit look good as hell. I want some video right now. Shit,
I know. It kind of made me want to try raw salmon. Right now, but can we also talk about the amounts of salmon that she eats? Like, that's really bad
Why
for you.
Why does she eat so much salmon? Is it?
Yes. Like, if you eat, like, a lot of, like, a, like in very large amounts. Like, you know, like, I eat salmon quite a bit, but not, like, I'm not eating salmon, like 11 pounds of it. Like, you can get like, what is it, like iodine poisoning or whatever from extreme
amounts
of salmon.
Yeah, when I was pregnant, you're only allowed to eat like so much fish because of iodine poisoning. But I don't think that salmon had a high level of iodine. I want to say it was like tuna and like tilapia that had high levels versus salmon, which I think was just mostly heavy in omega-3s.
Also, there's mercury, possible mercury sickness.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, mercury. Thank you.
Well, and, you know, mercury all seafood, particularly seafood from the ocean, has mercury in it.
Yeah.
It's just that it's typically a very, very small amount, but they still recommend that you do not overeat seafood, just in case. She's overeating seafood, clearly.
I mean,
here's the thing. I love seafood.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat crab legs, everything she's eating. I could eat this.
For sure.
I could eat all this in one sitting. I know I could. Like, I would be hurting, but I could do it.
Would you eat the brain?
If Kaisa ever said, for disquietude, we had to do a mukbang to eat the brain.
I'd probably eat the brain. I mean,
she put that brain on that waffle iron.
I didn't watch that.
There, I would not bring myself. A video on her channel, viewer or listeners, where she eats a brain.
What kind of brain was it?
Actually, it's two brains.
Pork. She said it was pork brain.
Oh, no.
Which is another thing. Eating brains of any species, of any animal, is very, very dangerous. It can literally kill you because of proteins that are in the brain called prions. Mm-hmm. And they cause diseases that can be transferred to people that ingest it. What it does is prions are proteins that they make the normal proteins in your brain fold abnormally, and then cause a disease. So it is that's why think about all the parts of all the animals we eat, but we don't eat brains. You've never known anyone, at least not in the United States anyway, or most first, second world countries, to eat brains. And that's one of the reasons why. So when I saw that video, that takes me to another point. When I saw that video, I thought, this is fake. None of this is real. And the reason I say that is because YouTube has a history of people doing hoaxes, essentially, of different levels. Sometimes it'll be horror related. There was a video, a really good horror video, by the way, listeners, of a young woman. She was doing a video where I can't remember the complete context of the video, but she was doing something in her home, and she was like on a webcam, and you saw some glitchiness in her webcam, and then she looks around as if someone else is in the house, but there's no one there, and then you see her webcam turns into a split screen, and on the other part of the screen you can see part of her house, which is dark. And then she, on her webcam, begins to suddenly and repeatedly slam her head into the table violently and presumably dies on camera, right? So, and that's the video. That's the whole video. And it was on YouTube. There's no explanation or nothing in the description, just that. And of course, that set off a firestorm on the internet. And then it came out later that it was a hoax. It was a created viral video in order to drum up publicity for like a horror web series. It was very well done, but it was fake. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Kate Yup thing was fake. If someone was purposefully doing this to drum up some kind of, like, a year from now we find out that this is actually like a movie script or some shit. Man, and it was the brains, because I thought people don't eat brains because it's very dangerous to eat brains. So now, having said that, if you were if you had abducted a young woman and was forcing her to make mukbang videos, you're probably like, you know, we gotta up the ante some. We're not raking them in like we used to. I know. Eat these pork brains.
Put them on the waffle iron.
That was the worst part. Like, what?
I actually enjoyed watching it for some reason. I was like, oh.
Also, in that video, there's a part, she's wearing a blindfold, like a blue blindfold, and she even puts in one of the captions in her video, I'm wearing this mask to protect my identity. From who?
Right.
Well, and then some people said it was to hide a deformity on her nose.
Right. I was like, what? Okay.
Which I think is maybe an identifying deformity. I'll get to that too. Sorry.
I did see a theory where people talked about her being potentially a bulimic or recovering bulimic.
Okay.
She was trying to, which
I have such a problem with the discourse online around her eating disorder, or what they claim to be an eating disorder. Like, it upsets me.
Well, I mean, she could. I don't think it's like super duper far-fetched, but
it's not far-fetched. But so the evidence that they've presented is that she's thin. She's eating a lot, which they think that she'll purge afterwards. She has bruises, which, okay, yeah, a lot of people with eating disorders, you know, have like anemia and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then they were talking about like how she has the video where her tooth falls out.
Which, well, three of her teeth fall out, like two or three.
Like, what, three?
Which is common video. With bullet.
I only saw one. Yeah.
Like more than one of them fell out. I was like, oh no. And it was funny because in that video, it looks like when the first one fell out, when she realized it came out, it looked like she looked up at somebody and then she spit in her hand and like showed it into the camera.
Yeah.
I was like,
I kind of, the health concerns of these videos are, so a lot of the seafood she eats is raw.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we know is somewhat dangerous, not, you know, depending on how it's prepared, but, you know, to eat what looks like pounds of raw salmon and then throw two brains on a waffle iron and eat those. Maybe she just died. Maybe she
That's
just
what I was saying, because she
in such poor
too.
Health.
I don't. Okay, so I don't think she died, and I don't think she's bulimic. And my theory is that she is some sort of athlete. I think maybe she's a boxer. And I'm basing
a boxer.
Yeah, I'm basing this on her bruises. I'm basing this on, okay, so if she did get a few strong knocks to the face, she may have loosened her teeth and spat them out later. Her build, and I'll tell you why I think this, there is a linked account. The account is called Princess Pinpin Vlogs, or maybe it's Kapinpin Vlogs, I'm not sure. It is clearly like some Filipino kids, but they have some videos of her without a mask on. You see her whole face and the quote-unquote deformed nose, which is actually just a nose that maybe has like a strong bridge. But she looks lean. She looks like she doesn't look sickly. She doesn't look too thin. She looks athletic, basically. And an athletic person that's burning a shitload of calories, like after, you know, working out, maybe she had to actually go through a few fights. Maybe she had to starve herself to make weight for a fight. And then she had to, you know, like fighters do this where they like binge and they have what is almost like an eating disorder to make weight and then fight and then get back to normal, quote unquote. But it's not like an actual eating disorder. They're just doing it for their passion or whatever.
Okay. Let me speak on that real quick. I think you might have something there. 'Cause you know, I'm a huge boxing fan. I was involved in the industry for a short while. And in fact, actually I just guested on the Knuckles and Gloves boxing podcast. Nice. By the way, go check that out. My friend Patrick Connor, who is a boxing analyst, he does the voices for the boxing pay-per-view like this Saturday.
He does.
That's, you
know, cool.
Yeah, that's what he does. So, but anyway, yes, you are right. Boxers typically do what's called cutting weight in order to fight in weight classes that are below their normal walking around weight. Because, you know, let's say a boxer walks around at 160 pounds. He's not going to fight in the 160-pound division. He's probably going to fight in the 147-pound division or maybe 154-pound division. So what he or she is going to do is they're going to cut weight typically by dehydrating themselves and going on a very, very strict diet. All this while training for their fight. Typically they'll do this for 6 to 8 weeks and then they'll weigh in, and the current boxing rules state that after the weigh-in a boxer can gain as much weight as they want before the fight. It used to be that weigh-ins were on the same day of the fight, but it was very dangerous because imagine that you've been dehydrating yourself or drying yourself out, as they call it, for 8 weeks, and now you got to go get punched in the face for 15 rounds. Very, very dangerous. So they changed it to where the weigh-ins are now the day before the fight, and in that 24-hour period, a boxer can do whatever they want to do in order to regain the weight. So a lot of times you would see nowadays you see fighters cut weight and then they'll gain back even more weight than they cut. So a 160-pound boxer might cut down to 147 pounds for the weigh-in and then weigh 170 pounds on the night of the fight. Because, as you stated, they'll binge that night before to gain more weight in order to have an advantage. Now, normally, they'll just drink a lot of water in order to gain a lot of water weight. But that is a very sound theory. She could be a fighter. Mukbang videos are typically South Korean in origin. Taekwondo, kickboxing is the national sport of Korea. A lot of people are into it. That's not too far-fetched of a theory there. Also, that would account for why she has so few videos and they're kind of
like spread apart. Just about. Yeah.
Like a month apart. Yeah. And she's not fighting every day, so she's not making a video every day. And that might also be the people walking around in the background, trainers, nutritionists, dietitians, yeah, whoever. I'll say that.
Yeah. On this channel, they have a video that's posted. The very first video that they post is you can only see her from the nose up at first. And it very much looks like her. She's eating a normal amount of like breakfast, like a plate of eggs, basically. There's people talking around her. She is clearly, she's French. And I think she comes from an area of France that is close to Belgium because it's not quite French and it's not quite, I guess, Belgian. But she is like a mixture of the two. She's talking. It really sincerely for listeners looks like her. And she looks very normal. Mm-hmm. And they have like two or three other uploads. And these are all in 2020, by the way. Since she quote unquote went missing, and she's like shooting a gun in one, she looks very regular. It looks like her. It really does. But the thing that's weird about this channel, and this is another like weird turn in the Kate Yup series, is that there's three videos of her, and then all the other videos after that are like Twitch streams, Filipino kids. Like, it has nothing to do with her after that. It's really strange.
So, like I said, I watched the other video, a lot of other videos. And to your athlete point, there is a girl that a lot of people are saying is her. And she is a... She's like a kickboxer, like a mixed martial artist. She does look a lot like her in the face. She is very thin, but you know, there's a difference between being small and frail. She is very small, but she's not frail. She, you know, obviously she's a boxer, so she has some muscle in her arm. She does look a lot like her in the face, and so a lot of people are saying,
oh really,
like, even down to her teeth, like the way Kate Yup's teeth are like if you Google her, her name is Joanna, I can't even pronounce her last name, J-E-D-R-Z-E-J, like if you start typing that in, she'll probably come up. But she looks a lot like her in the face, or the bottom part of her face, from what you can see.
It is. Yeah, she is Polish.
She is Polish.
I don't think that's her.
She famously, she had a fight. How long ago was that fight? Where her forehead was swollen massively. There was a bunch of memes on it. I know who you're
But a lot of people were saying kind of the same thing that you were saying. They were saying, oh, she might be an athlete. She looks a lot like this girl. And then they were talking about eating a lot and you know, she pretty much really the same thing you like were her. Saying. I don't think that's her. She just happens to look a whole lot like her. But the other thing is, if you notice in Kate Yep's video, she wears this
in like every video.
Wristband. Her, I guess it would be her, like her. And, you know, a lot of people are like, why does she wear that? Well, if you watch, and I don't know if this is the reason she wears it, but if you watch like one of her first videos, she's wearing it. Well, someone said she had a video up where she wasn't wearing it and it came down because she has a tattoo right there on her wrist. And so people are saying she's wearing that because obviously, I guess if she's trying to hide her identity, I mean, as soon as someone sees your tattoo, they're going to be like, oh, that's such and such. Whereas this girl that people are claiming she could be does not have a tattoo on her wrist. And I've gone, I mean, she has a very recent Instagram page and she claims.
I don't know because I just Googled that image of her with the crazy swollen head. And I'll say this for conspiracy theory listeners, she has the same manicure that Kate Yup definitely had in one of her videos. The exact same one where she has a
Allie,
big
that's so
forehead.
Girly of you.
Shut I up! Looked at her nose too. Hey, I was like, hey, I thought the same thing. I was like, hey, you know, Kate,
you ever seen a red you ever seen Legally Blonde? Where she solves the case by oh, you couldn't possibly have washed your hair after putting
because
in
the
a
pretty ammonium flycoccoli or whatever it was called.
Oh boy. Okay, so well, we gotta take a break because talking about this food's making me hungry. I'm gonna get some hot chip. And a drink, and we'll be right back on Disquash. All right, and we're back. Disquash, we're talking about the mysterious case of mukbang YouTuber Kate Yup. Allie just pulled out her best Reese Witherspoon impression to crack the case.
Okay, but I knew she wasn't kidnapped because in one of her videos, she definitely had acrylic nails. And I was like, there's no way a kidnapped girl is going to get her nails done.
Well, it's funny because I noticed that too. I was like, well, she has manicures. She wears like jewelry and, you know, I don't know. Like, I kind of thought that too. But then.
But think about it. Let's say that you are a bad guy. And you're forcing girls to make mukbang videos. You're not going to let them look like ragamuffins because then.
They don't get their nails done either.
As a man, you don't understand. That is a whole process. It takes like 2 hours.
You might. I'm just saying, you might be like, you know what? Because if people are like, damn, look at this girl, looks like Little Orphan Annie eating seafood. Something's up here. I mean, people already think that already, and she's got a manicure. So. It wouldn't surprise me if someone was like, man, we can't.
Oh,
we
my
can't
God. Have. I see something on YouTube where somebody's talking about her manicure is the same. I promise you. And her it is the same exact color. It's kind of like an orangey color.
I'm telling
color.
You.
So do we really think it's
no,
Joanna?
I don't, but,
no, I don't. It's just but it's I'm the same. Yinzade chick. Because that was the moment that I realized I was looking at her nails because the video for listeners who haven't Googled it yet. The videos are always nose down and her hands, and she's like, mukbang is just digging into giant, you know, bites of food. And so you notice her hands because they're the focal point. And so when I was watching, I was like, how is she kidnapped? And she's getting fucking acrylic nails, you know, like that shit takes forever. And no kidnapped person is going to have the fucking time to go out and get their shit done every fucking 2 weeks, you know? So
yeah, I agree with that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And so then when I Googled this fighter, I was like, wait a minute, she has the same fucking manicure that I noticed earlier.
So I think the whole, well, that looks like her from the nose down. I mean, everyone would know Bruce Wayne was Batman if you could identify somebody
from the nose down.
From the nose down. They'd be like, I am the Dark Knight. Be like, hold up, you look awfully a lot from the nose down. You look like Bruce Wayne.
I'll say this as a snotty person. I don't think it's the same person just because she has Kate Yup actually has more like fuller lips than the actual Polish fighter.
Yes. Okay. So let's get this another nose down theory out of the way, one that I don't think there's really any substance to, but it would be remiss of us to not include it. The Carly Gus disappearance.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, by a lot, I mean like four people on Reddit, which is enough. there are people who think that Kate Yupp is actually a missing teen, Carly Gus. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce her last name, G-U-S-E, or Guse. But she was a California teen who mysteriously disappeared on Saturday, October 13th, 2018. She has not been seen. There's a $100,000 or $10,000 reward for information that leads to her safe return. No leads in that case. So, some people believe that they're one and the same because they're both brunette. People have said, oh, no, right? Wow, they got brown hair. How rare. How unique. People say they have the same nose, same chin. They're both skinny. They have the same smile. It's like, come on, people. Really? I mean, it's okay. It's bad enough this family has to go through, and we've discussed this on Disquietude many times in the past about missing people and what those families have to go through. But imagine someone saying, hey, we think we have a lead on your daughter. And you're like, oh my God, what is it? And they show you a fucking mukbang video.
I would be
I'll be so like, get the hell up out of my house. Yeah.
Like, I would probably beat that person to death.
To death. Get out of my face.
Like, oh, my son is missing.
Yeah. This mukbang video. Allie, I have a lead on your son. There's a video video of him eating hot chip. A bag of hot chip.
My son does not eat beans in a movie theater.
Yeah, I'm not buying that Reddit. I don't like that theory. By the way, there is the Carly Guse disappearance. There's a Facebook page, Bring Carly Home. Go check it out. And there's also Instagram, official Bring Carly Home, Twitter, Bring Carly Home. If anyone listening just happens to have a random tip on that disappearance that is not related to Kate Yupp.
Well, I want to say that I read her mom or somebody in her family came out and said that is not her. I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I guess
sure,
they
yeah.
were showing the videos and they were like,
I mean, and here's the thing. There are thousands and thousands of missing and exploited children that you could say, hey, that looks like such and such from the face down.
Yeah.
Also, the dates don't line up.
Right.
Carly went missing in October 2018, whereas Kate Yupp's first video had been already posted in March of 2018, I believe. So yeah. So enough with that theory. Oh man. I think the weirdest thing about this is the videos just stopped.
Yeah.
Just stopped. Because my thing is, if it was legitimate, and even though there may be some cultural or language barriers there, I think there would have been some kind of indication. Not, I'm going to make 12 videos, and it'd be different if we were talking like Joe Blow, YouTuber, like 2K videos or 2K views per video. I mean, we're talking millions in viewers. Now, to be fair, a lot of those views didn't come until after the whole Kate Yupp story came out.
But she was approaching a million subscribers.
Oh, yeah. She had half a million subscribers. Yeah, absolutely. So it wasn't, you know, this just elevated her YouTube presence. Now, it does beg to ask the question, you know, there's no such thing as negative publicity, right? Could they have done this to drum up views? There's a big difference in half a million subscribers and a million subscribers.
There's a lot of people that were calling it an altered game, which is something that was new to me.
An ARG. Mm-hmm. Really? Haven't you been watching your Black Mirror?
I am.
Doing your homework?
It's too British ARGs for me. I don't watch it.
So ARGs are a cool concept. And I remember maybe 10 plus years ago when they first came out, back when cell phones were just accessible to everyone. ARG started to come out, and I thought, that's cool, but I don't want no damn phone call at 3 in the morning.
No, fuck that shit.
Like, go to the pay phone. I'll be like, click. Nope, game over. So, and the thing is, ARGs kind of came and went. They're not like they were. They were supposed to be like this new wave of interactive, immersive gaming, and they weren't because people didn't feel like dealing with random shit.
Yeah.
Gaming is a casual activity. I'd be surprised if this was like an ARG that someone was playing, unless there's some deep state Wayfair shit that we don't know about.
Kate Yup.
So back to Kate Yup, who maybe she was trafficked through Wayfair. I don't know what to think about this. I think the context of it is obviously disturbing. It's certainly disquieting, especially if you start to go down that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's even a modicum of truth to this, it is extremely disturbing. However, here we are a little over an hour in, and it's almost like, do you guys remember our very first episode
on Ruth?
Old Ruth Price? Old Ruth. For our listeners who didn't listen to our first episode, we talked about internet famous 911 call in which a woman supposedly named Ruth Price is supposedly murdered during the 911 call. And it's a creepy piece of internet history. But after talking about old Ruth for about an hour, it wasn't all that unsettling anymore. It was kind of like, old Ruth, it probably wasn't even real. That's the vibes I'm getting from this now. Kind of like, I don't know if this is real. Eating brains on YouTube, and I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Honestly, if I were like a thin person and people constantly commented on my videos that I was abducted and bulimic or like starved or whatever, I'd probably be pretty fucking annoyed.
Yeah, you'd probably be like, fuck this. I'm out. Yeah. Especially if there was a cultural or language barrier like we spoke about before.
Here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys noticed this on her last video, there is something sticking out of her arm. It almost, and a few people commented on it.
Yes,
you can't tell what it is though.
Was it the one where people said it was a toothbrush?
Yeah, but like, why would you have a toothbrush?
Well, that's a,
like, it was something
that's a bulimia thing. People use toothbrushes to make them throw up.
But it wouldn't be attached. You don't attach them to your arm.
No, that was my thing. Is when people said that, is I was like, y'all are really reaching right now to make this woman this thin mic. Like, she doesn't have to be bulimic just because she's eating a lot and she's also thin. You know?
Right.
Well, okay. I'll say this, though. Going back to the people that enter those Nathan's Hot Dogs contests, the people that win,
You have to throw up after that, though.
Well, yes. Well, they're essentially trained athletes. They have to train their body to ingest these abnormally large amounts of food. That's just not something that you just wake up one morning and you're like, I'm going to eat 75 fucking hot dogs. And then you just do it. It takes time and practice. So, looking at Kate's videos, she's a pro. She's a pro. So, she's either trained herself to be able to do this, or she's scarfing everything down and then regurgitating it after.
Well, I was going to say with mukbangs, or mostly some of them, like there's a few that I watch where the people eat a lot of food, like they actually finish it. And that is kind of, YouTube, that's a whole other conversation, but YouTube, or, just being in the public eye is brutal, regardless of what kind of videos you're putting out there. But especially people who do mukbangs or ASMRs where they're eating a large amount of food, the assumption is that you have to throw that up afterwards because it's just so much food. And there have been other people that I've watched that are kind of thin, because interestingly, most of the women are small. I mean, you have some that are like either normal size or bigger, but a lot of them are really small and people are like, you got to be throwing that up afterwards. But I was just so focused on that thing coming up her arm. I was like, what the heck is that? Like, why? And obviously you couldn't see it the whole time because it's like at the top part of her arm and part of her shirt sleeve is covering it.
But part of the argument that says, like, that's definitely what she had attached to her arm, why would you film a whole video with that attached to your arm? Like, what kind of person? Yeah, like, why wouldn't you just walk to your bathroom and then go barf? I mean, believe me, it's just so weird. Yeah.
There's no reason to do that. So to me, it didn't look like a toothbrush. I couldn't.
It looks like a toothbrush to me.
I don't know.
It
looks like a
toothbrush to you? I did not get toothbrush from that.
You can't see enough of it to determine definitively what it is.
But small, and you could attach it to your arm.
Why would you tape it to your arm? Yeah, like I can't. And then there was another video where she had on that same arm. It was further down. It was more like closer to her elbow. She had like some type of, I don't know, like a scarf or something tied around there. I don't know if she was hiding something or was like something under there. But
no, she always has something tied around her wrist.
Those two videos,
sure.
She had like random.
So Kaisa, could she hide a microphone on her arm or in her mask?
No, it's attached to her face.
Yeah, it's possible. Unlikely, though, and it doesn't sound like... It sounds like, you know, there's just like a regular mic recording all the audio in the room, and that accounts for... There's always a lot of background noise in her videos. There's somebody else in there with her.
Right.
Even in the final video where... She puts, "I lose my tooth during this meal." Yeah, there's somebody else in there with her. People were talking about they can hear breathe. You can hear someone breathing hard. Somebody even said maybe because you can hear somebody like breathing heavy, like they're having labor breathing. And they're saying maybe they had COVID-19.
Oh, God.
And maybe she died of COVID because she just, you know, eating everything. That's how this all started. You know, somebody just eating some shit they probably shouldn't have. Maybe it was the brains. Maybe she ate some bad
brains.
That's
what I said. When you said that, I was like, hey, she did eat those two brains, like, right before that last video.
Well, that was...
And then it's like, what is her dental hygiene? Your teeth are falling out?
Girl. And she was like, oh, it's my wisdom teeth. Yeah. But, like, whose wisdom teeth just fall out like that?
Yeah. No.
She
walked
out
surgery to break the shit
anyway.
Out.
Why?
No.
It just falls out. No blood. Just.
I know. That was another thing. There was no blood. It was
That's a telltale sign of bulimia, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the acid from from vomiting,
it's
you know, erodes your
teeth. Erosion that'll happen beforehand. And she doesn't have, like, a ton of erosion.
That's true. But maybe it just hadn't developed yet. And because she's eating such a absurd amount of food, it accelerated it in one or two. I don't know. I know it's not her damn wisdom tooth. I know that much. So
yeah, no, that mm-hmm. I mean,
and she even said I can't remember the word she used. Basically, that it was already rotting, so she knew it was going to come out eventually.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm
that's not a thing. Like, my mom had a tooth. I remember this vividly when I was a kid. My mom had a tooth that cracked and started rotting. It was the first time I'd have mom in, like, genuine pain. But, you know, she had nerve damage at that point. So that's my thing is, like, how is it not affecting your nerve? A tooth rot goes straight to your nerve and can go to your brain. So it's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't seem too concerned about it. Like,
but that goes back against, like, maybe she was a fighter. Maybe her teeth actually got knocked loose and then she spat them out. I don't know.
But there would have been blood.
Not
though.
If it was days after the fight. You know? I don't know. Maybe it's a reach. I don't know. But I was just like, that. It doesn't make any sense that she's...
Okay, it could be anything.
It's
at this
a
point.
Whole
Who knows?
Molar
I
that
mean,
comes out of her mouth and there's no blood.
We may never.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is when money is involved, it gets. So Have you ever heard of the YouTuber B Love's Life?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Oh.
Right, yeah. She's a kind of a kind of a mukbang YouTuber. She's an American though. But she makes $1 million a year from her videos. $1 million a year can, or the potential of $1 million a year, because B Love's Life, her videos predate Kate Yup's.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of making $1 million a year could entice people to do some very, very
like buy fake teeth and things. Spit them out.
Possibly.
Well, speaking of B Loves, so the sauce that Kate Yup uses in some of her videos is the B Loves sauce. And yes, because she mentions it. Now, after a while, she has her own sauce, or she calls it her Kate Yup sauce. Who knows what's in it? But she does use the B Loves sauce in a few of the videos. Me and my sister were talking about that B Loves sauce was, I don't think it was like, it wasn't like mass sold in stores or anything. Right. Like, I think it was sold on, I can't remember if it was Amazon or eBay or whatever, but it was a limited amount. So, you know, me and my sister is always trying to crack these cases, but we were kind of like, okay, for one, they might could potentially track down, okay, who did B-Love sell the sauce to? Like, who bought this sauce? It may not be that difficult to figure out because, like I said, it wasn't like, I don't know how many they sold, but I tried to buy it one time. I couldn't get it. But the other thing is, we're kind of like, okay, if this really was a thing, could YouTube potentially figure out? Because if they're getting paid from Google, from the ad revenue, it's going to someone's account. Somebody is monetized because you actually... YouTube doesn't automatically monetize your videos. You have to reach a certain point.
Yeah.
You have to submit it, and then they have to approve it. And then every single video you post, you have to click on this thing to tell it, yes, monetize this video, and it puts ads in it. And then obviously you have to sign up for an AdSense account and tell it what account to put the money into. So somebody is doing this, and so it has to be a real account. So if it truly was, you know, something, I would think Google would look into it, or YouTube would look into it. And maybe they have, and, you know, it's no point in them coming public like, hey, she's okay. But I was just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be that difficult to figure out who's really behind her. And it could be she just is who she is.
But all you would need, honestly, to monetize your account is an email address and a bank account information, which can be easily forged, particularly if we're talking about someone from overseas. I don't think YouTube likes to get that involved in the veracity of some of their videos. That's not what they do. They're just a repository, really. For people to post videos, YouTube is very, very lenient on what you can post. It's, you know, it's just the advertisers that tend to be kind of stringent.
YouTube has gotten kind of they've gotten a little more strict on like
that's true.
What you can post, what you can even say.
Well, really, they're more strict on what you can monetize.
Well, yes, true.
Because there's YouTube videos of some absurd things on there, right, but they're not monetized.
Yeah.
So, but the assumption with these videos is that they're monetized.
Well, they are because they have ads in them, right?
That's how you can tell
if it's monetized, if it has ads. But do they have?
I'm trying to think. I have a subscription to YouTube, so I don't see ads.
I'm gonna have to go back and look. I can't remember if there are ads in it or not. But I feel like there are, but I can't remember.
All right. I think
there definitely are ads.
I think we have, as I like to say, run the gamut.
Yeah.
I don't think we were able to find Kate like we found Grace Stevens and Aaron Valenti.
I don't think Kate.
Maybe Kate Aaron Valenti and Gray Stevens are all enjoying
listening to our
a dinner in Silicon Valley with a mushroom. They're eating mushrooms and drinking Kool-Aid
and with eating raw salmon
special sauce, yeah, which is apparently mostly oregano
sauce. Yeah,
yeah, I found.
Oh, is it?
Well, she says that. Yeah, she tells the recipe on our YouTube video.
So many people said it was like pizza sauce.
But I did just find it on Amazon. It's $25 for a packet of the stuff, and it takes 8 days for them to deliver it to your house. What? Why? I don't think so. Don't think so. So, all right. Final theories.
I'm gonna go with Allie. The person that thought she could monetize something, realized that things were going sideways, and then she just went with the story and dropped off.
Yeah, I think I might go with that one. I think it got out of hand, and I don't think she wanted that kind of publicity. I do think she wanted a successful YouTube channel, as most people that create a YouTube channel. But when it starts getting, you know, to the point where,
yeah,
people want to call, you know, Crime Stoppers, you know, I think at that point it's like, okay, all right, we're done here. So yeah, that's what I think. I don't think it's quite as ominous as.
No, when I first got down the rabbit hole, I was like, oh shit! And then the more I delved into it, I was like, oh, she kind of seems like she's just a normal person. Like,
yeah. All right, Tiff, what do you think? You gonna have any more nightmares?
I still think it's weird. I don't think, you know, I'm always like the one that's on the fence. I don't think that she's just like, quote unquote, normal. I think something is wrong. I don't know if I necessarily think she was kidnapped and she's being held hostage and somebody's making her post these videos, but I think there is something off about her situation, whether it's a health issue, not necessarily bulimia, but a health issue or some other issue she has going on. Because I tell you what, like I said, YouTube, and obviously YouTube is not for everyone. There are a lot of people that get on YouTube for, you know, however many years, have millions of views, and then get off and say, I cannot do this because, I mean, being on YouTube is brutal. So I don't know. I think it's still weird, but I just don't know how weird.
Plus, as we said, you know, the health concerns, it regardless of whether it was legitimate or not, what she was doing was clearly not healthy. Clearly not healthy. And I think she might have just been like, you know what, okay, done here. So
and here's the thing. A great thing about YouTube, you can stop making videos and you're still going to get paid because people are,
especially if there's a big question mark
watching your videos.
Yeah, like so she's got millions of views just because people think that she's abducted or missing.
Right. Yeah, so.
All right. Well, this one we could not solve. And I'm just hungry now, so
I can't even tell you how much
chalk this one up as a failure. Well, I'm about to go eat hot chip with my hand. I am hungry. So yes. Woo! All right. So next week we are going to be doing something that we've never done, and I don't know why, but we're going to talk about cryptids. And Allie's really excited for this one. So a lot of people are like, hey, can you guys get back to the kind of paranormal stuff? So we will eventually get back to there. And I think cryptids is a good way to ease us back into paranormal activity. So once again, thanks to everyone that's sticking with us through this. Continue to listen. We are about to reach 15,000 total plays. We'll probably break that sometime tonight. That's absolutely crazy. This will be our 41st published episode. It's been a crazy ride. And in a month, actually 3 weeks, we'll be on our year anniversary. That's just insane. So it's very, very crazy. So hopefully you guys will be along for that ride and many, many more. So you guys, please be safe out there. The pandemic ain't over yet. Daddy Rona still wants you to wear a mask.
Please do
so we can get back to recording in the studio. Yeah, we're still doing this over Skype, y'all. That's how much we love y'all. So
we don't want to, but the fact that we won't wear masks, so we have to.
We wear masks, right. But
yeah, I wear. I'm wearing one right now. No, I'm not. Yeah, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. Like the dudes you see wearing a mask in a car, while it's like, come on, dude, come on, bro, you're by yourself. What are you doing? Take the mask off.
Sometimes I just do that.
Because you want to look cool? Because you just want...
No, because I don't feel like taking it off. I'll just be like, oh, I got to drive 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, gosh, no. Whatever. I can take it off as soon. I cannot wear it in the car. I feel like I'm going to suffocate. I can't do it.
My mask looks really cool, though. So sometimes I'm like, I should wear it in the car because it's got the spikes on it.
People are looking like the Mad
Max. Yeah, you do look very Mad Max.
So. So whatever kind of mask you guys wear out there in internet land, I hope it's keeping you safe. You guys take care of yourselves and each other, and hopefully you'll hear our lovely voices again next week.